The Trump trade continues to fuel dollar demand, all while the latest comments from the Fed chair have only added to this demand. On Thursday, the Fed chair said the resilient U.S. economy was allowing for patience on future rate cuts. U.S. producer prices picked up by more than expected as well, which only added to the case for a less accommodative Fed than what the market is looking for, which again was dollar supportive. Earlier today, a round of China data was mostly better than expected, which could be helping to prop global sentiment a bit. We also wonder just how much more dollar strength we'll see after the euro has sunk to a fresh yearly low. The Canadian dollar is at its lowest level since 2020, and other currencies are making key lows against the buck. If we consider President-elect Trump's first term, there had been a lot of dollar upside in the lead up before things cooled off once the president took office. We wonder if we shouldn't expect the same this time round, especially with the buck running to stronger, longer-term resistance levels. Looking ahead, key standouts on Friday's calendar for the remainder of the day come from German wholesale prices, UK GDP, industrial production, trade and construction orders, Canada manufacturing sales, and US retail sales, New York Empire manufacturing and industrial production. We also have a round of central bank speak from various ECB and Fed officials. That's all for now.